Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma daf Chaf Hei. We left off on the very bottom of Chaf Dalad Amid Beis at the good words of the Gemara by Mem Mephaisin. Good morning, Chanachenech, Zalman, Avi, Dr. Joe, Dovzi, Jonathan, and Reb Mordechai. By Mem Mephaisin. What garments did the Kohanim wear when they used to engage in the lottery? We'll see who cares in a minute. Rav Nachman Amar Bevigdei Chol. Rav Nachman says they would wear street clothing, not the Big Day Kahuna. Rav Sheshes Amar Bevigdei Kodesh. And Rav Sheshes says no, they would actually already wear the Big Day Kodesh so that whoever won would right away begin the Avodah. At that moment, he'd already be all dressed and ready to go. Rav Nachman Amar Bevigdei Chol, Di'yam Bevigdei Kodesh, Ikabali Zeros, Techam Sev Avde. Unbelievable. The Gemara says that they had to have Bigdei Chol because they would be afraid if there would be Bigdei Kodesh, the guys who wouldn't win, if there would be tough guys, if they wouldn't win, they just go ahead and start doing the Avod, even though they didn't win. Unbelievable. Ikabali Zeros, Techam Sev Avde. They'd steal the Avod from the one who was Zocha. I was listening yesterday, Rabbi Leibowitz was talking about how the Chasam Sofer has a whole Shaila. Let's say in some shuls they have a minhag that only one person says Kaddish. Let's say somebody else would grab that guy's Kaddish. He'd say Kaddish. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that it doesn't even work. The Kaddish would count for the one who won the Kaddish, even if somebody else said the Kaddish. So some ask from this Gemara, it sounds like over here, like what did he even accomplish by stealing the other guy's avoda? The other guy won the avoda. I'm going to do the avoda. It doesn't even count for me. It doesn't even accrue for my benefit. Anyway, so that's why they used to use Big Day Chol, because he couldn't run and jump in right away. So by the time he'd have to change already, so we'd be able to prevent him from doing it. Rav Sheshes Amar no, but Big Day Kodesh, just the opposite. Rav Sheshes says, we don't think the Kohanim are bad guys. We think the Kohanim are good guys. So they had to do the pious with Big Day Kodesh because we'd be afraid that a Kohen would be so motivated and excited that he won the Avoda, he'd get so fablunged and flustered. Oh, I won. He would go right away and do it. He wouldn't realize he wasn't wearing the Big Day Kodesh. So that's why they had to do the pious with Big Day Kodesh, the E-Armis Big Day Chol, Agav Chavivuse, Mikru V'Avdu, because of their beloved, they loved the Avoda so much, they'd run and jump in and do it without remembering first to get dressed in the Big Day Kodesh. I'm Rav Nachman, we know I mean Allah. So first, each opinion is not going to bring a proof to his opinion. Mina aminala, how do I know that they used to do the pious in the Big Day Chol? This not, because there was a Mishnah in Maseches Tumim. After they did the lottery, Misarun Lachazanim, they gave the Kohanim over to the Shamashim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hayu mafshitin osanis bigdeim. They would take off their clothing. V'lohayim anichalim ela michnasayim bilvad. And at first, and all they would leave on them from the old clothing was just the michnasayim, so they shouldn't be uncovered at any moment. So they would undress him. Now, what are you undressing him for? My love, ba'osan shezachu l'payis. Who are we undressing? We're talking about the guys who won the lottery, were in their Big Day Chol, so they had to undress in order to get dressed for the avoda. So you see, they did the lottery with Big Day Chol. Now, otherwise, what are they undressing about? Answers the Gemara, how will Rav Sheshes answer? Amar Rav Huda, Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Sheshes. No, lo, Bosan Shalozachu L'Pais. Really, Rav Sheshes says, like me, they all did the Pais with the Big Day Kodesh. So what were they undressing? They're undressing from the Big Day Kodesh. So they would have to take off the Big Day Kodesh. And says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that this is the case. If you'll tell me this is talking about taking off the Big Day Chol, they would leave on the Michnasayim and put on all the other garments? They would leave the Big Day Chol Michnasayim on there? That doesn't make sense. What do you mean? There's a halacha that if you're dressing up a kohen in the Big Day Kodesh, you have to put the michnasayim on first. Tamalomer umichnas ebad yihyu al bisaro. The michnas ebad has to be the first thing on the garment. So how can you say over here they would take off all the Bigdei Chol, but leave on the Michnasayim, put on the other Bigdei Kodesh, then put on the Bigdei Kodesh of the Michnasayim? That wouldn't work. So it must be...
You sent an email for...
So it must be...
Bruno's wedding, didn't you?
Okay. So it must be... So it must be that... it must be like Rav Sheshes, that we're talking about the Kohanim who were not Zocha, that we take off the Bigdei Kodesh. And it means that they would leave the Michnasayim on until after he was wearing the other Bigdei Chol, and only then take the Michnasayim of the Bigdei Kodesh off. Ve'idach, how will Rav Nachman understand this? Haloi kasha, no, that's not what it means. Hachiktani. This is what it means. According to Rav Nachman, don't forget they were wearing Bigdei Chol. This is what it means. Ach odan aleim Bigdei Chol, ma bishno sam Bigdei Kodesh. While they're still wearing the Bigdei Chol, they would first put on the Bigdei Kodesh. Not that they would leave the Michnasayim on. It means the first thing they would put on is the Bigdei Kodesh of the Michnasayim. Then they would take off the Bigdei Chol. Then they would put on the rest of the Bigdei Kodesh. So it doesn't mean they would leave on the pants. It means the first thing they would put on from the new garments were the past. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Amina La. Where's my proof that they used to do the pious with the Bigdei Kodesh? The sign we learned in the Brisa. Lishkas Hagazis Kimin Basilke Gedola Haisa. The Lishkas Hagazis, this is where they used to do the lotteries, was a very high ceilinged room. Pious Ben Mizracha, they used to do the lottery in the eastern side of the room. Vizakein Yoshev B'Marava. And one of the elders of the Dayanim, who was teaching them how to do the lottery, he would sit, remember that, he would sit on the west side. So they would do the pious in the east, and he would sit on the west. V'akohanim mukafin v'omdim kimin b'chulyar. And the Kohanim would stand in a circle, and they would stand like a round bracelet or necklace. V'hamemune above and ultimate snevet rosh alechemehen. And the guy in charge of the pious would come, and he would take off the mitznefes from the head of one of them. Interesting. Tosas points out, notal mitznefes alachim. Just take a look at a quick Tosas over here. Interesting, calls it a mitznefes. Tosas points out that usually in Shas, a mitznefes refers to the Kohen Gadol's turban that he wore on his head, and a migbaas is referred to in the Torah as what a regular Kohen wear on his head. But Tosas points out that the Lashon Torah is that way, but in the Lashon of the Gemara, a lot of times it will refer to the beged of a Kohen hedgeot. They were actually different sizes. The Kohen Gadol's had to be a little bit thinner, because it needed room for the tzitz and the tefillin. So the turban of the Kohen Gadol was a little bit thinner than the turban of the Kohen Hedjot. Nevertheless, says Tosas, that even though in the Torah, mitznefes and migbas are two different things, but you see here in the Gemara, they refer to a Kohen Hedjot as a mitznefes as well. But anyway, they would remove the mitznefes from the head of the Kohen that they were starting with. So they knew that it started, that the lottery started from him. If you'll tell me they were wearing Bigdei Chol, what are you talking about? It says you took off the mitznefes. If you took off the mitznefes, obviously he was wearing the Bigdei Kohuna. Mitznefes de Chol Miika. Answer the Gemara, no, not necessarily a raya. Really? You sound like a good raya. No, in, you're right. No. There could be a mitznefes even in Bigdei Chol. What do you mean? Kedetani Rav Yehuda v'itema Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Kohen she'asasa lo imo ksones ovid bavodas yachid, that the mothers of the Kohanim used to make to them fake Bigdei Kohuna that looked like the Bigdei Kohuna, and certain avodas they would be allowed to use even in the fake Bigdei Kohuna. They didn't need the Bigdei Kohuna avodas yachid. like taking out the kaf and the machta after the avoda, so it wasn't considered to be an avoda. You could do it even in these other begadim. It's his private avoda. It's not an avoda sibur. You only needed a begadim for the avoda sibur. So says Rashi later on Lamed Hey. Others have different pshat on what avodas yachin means, but at any rate, Rashi points out that the ma made him kimin. Hey, take a look at a Rashi. Rashi says, take a look, kidiktani, right? It's one third of the way down the page. Kidar Shua Yuda, Lakaman Parakim will show you emo sanchakan of osim lubanam, mishalam kimin big dekuna, lurharos teferis oshran, vinoi malachtan, and vakamehain mahadros mitzvahs. For a hider mitzvah, the moms of the Kohanim used to show how special the fact that their kids were Kohanim were. Anyway, and these begadim were kosher for certain avodas. So maybe that's what it means, the mitznefes. It wasn't real big day kahuna. It was big day chol made by mom. Now, says the Gemara, let's take a look at this lishkas hagazis. Amar Rabbi, shma mina, from this brisa that it says that they did the pious in the east, and a dayan was sitting in the west. Amar Rabbi, shma mina lishkas hagazis chetzi b'kodesh v'chetzi b'chol. This lishkas hagazis, half of it was space that was inside the azara, and half of it was space that was outside the azara. Ushma mina shnei pesachim ayulai. It also had two doors, echad pesuch b'kodesh v'echad pesuch b'chol. One of the doors opened into the azara in the holy place, and one of them opened into the Harabayas, which was a less holy place. What it calls chol here just means chol lagabe da azara. It was still holy. Says Mar, how do you know this? If you'd say the whole Lishkas Hagazis was in the azara, really? Zakein Yoishev b'marava. One of the Dayanim was sitting in the western part of the Lishkas Hagazis. He was sitting there. The Ha'amar Mar, but didn't we learn? Ein yeshiva b'azar l'malche beis David bilvad. What do you mean? It's usher to sit in the azara ever unless you are malche beis David. Ve'is agadat kula b'chol. And if you tell me all of it was not in the azara, pious b'mizracha. So they would do the pious in the east. V'abin b'vesel kim na'ach b'ragish. What do you mean? We know that the pious has to be done inside the Azara because of the Pasuk Beveis Elokim Nahalich Baragish. That's the source that we know that the pious had to be done Beveis Elokim Baragish, right? You learned yesterday's daf. The pious was there for the excitement that you had to do the pious in the Beveis Elokim. It's got to be in the Azara. Veleka. And if you tell me the whole Lishkas Hagazis was outside the Azara, so you wouldn't have Beveis Elokim Nach Baragish. Elishma mina, chetzia b'kodesh, chetzia b'chol. Now, it says the Gemara, v'isa g'daydech pesach echad yeshla pasuach l'kodesh. If you tell me it only had one door that opened into the Azara, zokin yoshib b'ma'arava, then you tell me that a zokin was sitting in the west, v'atana lishkos ha'bnuyas b'chol, u'psuchas l'kodesh tochen kodesh. If it only had a door into the kodesh, even if it was built on the ground space of the chol, it had a status of kodesh. If it only had one door open to the harabayis, pious b'mizracha, they did the pious nis v'atanan, b'nuyos b'kodesh, b'psukas l'chol, tochen chol. Elav shema mina, shnei p'sachim ayla, must have two doors, ech b'suach l'kodesh, ech b'suach l'chol. This question, now, there's an interesting question in the Rishonim and the Achronim here. This isser of yeshiva b'azara, you're not allowed to sit inside the azara. First of all, interesting. I heard again Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that in the that there's a modern day shaila. If you have chayalim that are defending on that area of Harabayis, and we know they even go in the azara, they have to walk even the azara to keep the peace. But let's say it's like very hot, and the guy wants to sit down. So b'pashtos again, if it's a sakonas tefashos for the chayal, obviously, so he's gotta sit down. You're allowed to sit down if he's mamish dehydrated. But other than that, it's probably proper. You think that this halacha doesn't have any application nowadays. It's proper that a chayal should make sure that he's standing the whole time when he's in that area that's the That's the Azara because of this halacha. Ein yeshiva ba'azara l'malchis beis David bilvad. You're not allowed to sit. That area still has kedushas ha'azara. You're not allowed to sit down even nowadays there. There is a question. It's learned out from Psukim in the Navi. However, some learn it out the pasuk in La'amod L'Shares. Pasuk in Shoftim, I think. V'sheres v'shem Hashem l'kav k'chol echav alavim ha'omdim sham l'fnei Hashem. So says Rashi over here. Ein yishiv bazar shenema Rashi quotes a pasuk in Chumash. La'amod L'Shares ha'omdim sham l'fnei Hashem. That's what Rashi quotes. The Rishash quotes in the pasuk La'amod L'Shares that maybe this is not true. This is the pasuk that's the source that you have to stand when you're doing the avoda. La'amod L'Shares, but just if you're not doing the avoda. L'Shares only b'shas avoda you have to stand, and that's the Gemara in Zvachim Chaf Gimel. Mikan she Yoshev pasul la'avoda. The Gemara quotes another pasuk Ha'omdim sham lifnei Hashem. Why you have two psukim? Because even and b'diavad if you did this avoda psula, but shelo b'shas avoda this pasuk is not a good raya. The Rashash quotes that Rashi later on daf samach tes quotes these psukim and adds v'lo matzinu ba yeshiva. So it's not so much that's the source. Rashi in Sanhedrin actually quotes that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. Against what he says over here, that it's learned out from Psukim. Maybe these Psukim are just an Asmachta. And why are Malchus based David permitted? It's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Vayavar Melch David vayeshev lufnei Hashem vayomer mi anochi Hashem elokim umi beisi ki avi osani ad halom. So there is a question whether it's a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. There is a Gemara that says they used to sit down to eat the karbanos in the Azara. So maybe that would be different. Fine. Okay, let's continue. Let's continue. New Mishnah. So we learned in the Mishnah previously that there were four payasos. I'm sorry. I just wanted to point out quickly this Tosas. That's what I meant to say. Take a look at Tosas. Ein yeshiva ba'azara. That's Tema. Damar in the second paragraph of Zvachim. Uma yoshev she'ochel im avad chilel. V'heichi ochel va'ein yeshiva ba'azara. It sounds like they would sit down to eat the karbanos in the azara. I thought you're not allowed to sit down at all except in Malchus Beis David. V'yeshloma she'ochel b'kachim kalim anechel m'chol ir. One answer is we're talking about kachim kalim and it meant they was eating in Yerushalayim. Nami. Omer Ribar Avram, the Riva, Davagav to Eni Shiva Bazara, El Malchim Beis David, even though you're not allowed to sit down in El Nashim Malchim David, Hani Mil Dvarim Delav Tzorech Avoda. That's, you're not allowed to just stop, sit down just to take a rest, not for the purpose of Avoda. Avalachila, but the eating of the Karbanos, Tzorech Avoda, Dichsev, Ochlu Osam Eshakubabem, Shakoanim Oichlum, Ubalim Miskaprim. The Kohanim had to eat, and that was part of the atonement process of the coin. Of the karban, that's part of the avoda. So to sit down to eat the karbanos in Beis Hamikdash, that was okay, says Tosfos. Mishra Shari. Interesting. Okay. Bottom Tosfos asks, what if you had to do the pious in the Azara, what are they doing in the Lishkas Agazis for? Why don't you just do the pious outside in the Azara? Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Kaven de notel mitznafto, since we're going to see in a second, they took off the mitznefes of one of the Kohanim, so they don't want to do that in the Azara. It's embarrassing to take off one of the big day kahuna from somebody in the Azara. Others say the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Baruch says, since they would stand in a circle, you wouldn't want to have one of the Kohanim in the Azara with his back to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Wow. So that's why they didn't do it in the Azara, they did it in the Lishkas Hagazis. So at least his back wouldn't be directly to the Heichal. His back wouldn't be directly to the Beis Hamikdash. Some of the poskim talk over here about they would take off the guy's turban. right? They took off his turban to know that's where they started from. So are you allowed to take off, stand in the Beis HaMikdash without a yarmulke on? So the Rambam says they would put it back on. They would put the turban right back on. They would take it off to know that's where they started the count from, and then they would put it back on. Okay, next Mishnah. Here we go. Hapayis Hasheni. What was the second lottery? The last Mishnah said there were four lotteries. Hapayis Hasheni, what was the second lottery? It was who was going to get to do the Tumid. 13 Kohanim were Zoche to do this pious. Mi Shochid, who shechted the Tumid. Mi Zorik, who sprinkled the blood. Mi Medashim, Mizbeach HaPnimi, who would remove the ashes from the inner Mizbeach from the Ketores of yesterday. Mi Medashim, is HaMenorah, who would clean out the menorah from the wicks, the dirty wicks. Umi Mala Yivarim LaKevish, who would carry up the limbs up the ramp, up until half the ramp. And there were six Kohanim that did that. Harosh v'Haregel, one guy carried the head and the front legs. Ushtei HaYadayim, the two forelegs. Ha'oketz v'Haregel, the tail and the left leg. V'Hachazeh, the breast. V'Hagera, the neck. Ushtei HaDafanos, the two sides. V'hakravayim, the innards, the intestines and the innards. These six Kohanim brought it halfway up the Kevesh. V'hasoles, somebody carried the flour for the Mincha, which is brought with the Tamid. V'hachavitim, the Kohen Gadol's Mincha. V'hayayin, and the wine for the wine pouring. 13 people. Shloisha asakarnim zachubo. Amar benazim Rabbi Kibush Rabbi Yeshua, derech hiluchu ayakariv. They would bring it up in the same way that the animal would walk, meaning the head first, and then the forelegs, then the hind legs, etc. Ibailu kishen mefaisin, when they would do the lottery, lavo da achas mefaisin, would they only do one pais on one avoda, and then the other 12 kohanim to the right of the guy who won it, they would win the next 13. Odil malachal avoda avoda mefaisin. No, there was a separate lottery for each of the 13 avodas. Tashma, arba pais, asayisham, there were four. There would be like 17. I mean, he's like, no, that's not what it means. It's not a kasha. It just means there were four general times they did the feis, but maybe number two had 13 different ones. Time number two included the 13 different ones. Says the Gemara, let's come in here, a proof. Tashma. Rabbi Huda Omer, when they did the lottery for the Ketores, we'll see later on in tomorrow's daf, they did a lottery for the Ketores. Lo haya pious lamachta, there was not a separate pious for who will be zoche to bring the coals with the shovel from the outer mizbeach to the inner mizbeach. Ella, they just did one lottery. Who's going to pour the ashes on? Kohen shezacha b'Ketores, Omer lezeshe ima, we would take another guy next to him. Zeche imi. B'machta, you take the shovel, and I'm in charge of Thoros, I'm in charge. I can now appoint the guy to take the shovel. Says Gemara, no, you have no... So you see that one guy would win the pious at the time, and he would appoint another 12 guys to help him out. Says Gemara, no, you can't bring a rye from there. Shiny machta k'toros, dechada avodah. No, that's mamish, one avoda. So one guy could appoint it, but maybe by the time they had 13 different people. Ikada amre, some proved it the opposite. Dafga, they did it that way. Says the Gemara, no. No. We needed to know there. Since doing the Ketores was very not Shchiach, because it was only done twice a day, you can never, right? The Ketores, you couldn't bring a voluntary Ketores. Every other carbon, it was all day long, they were bringing carbonos. But the Ketores was very special. Ume'atro, first of all, is lo shchiach, and remember this? And you get rich from doing it. Remember, we talked about that. That's why a sandik, you have to have a different sandik each time. You have to be a different coin doing the Ketores. Because it was very infrequent, like a sandik is infrequent, and this is infrequent. And ume'atro, and we have a tradition that if you did the Ketores, you would get rich. Naskin lapais b'fnei atzma. So you might think we should have two separate ones. Kamash malan, that you don't. Tashma kamani or proof. The tani rabbi chia black on white. Lo lachal avod avod mefais and ella. Kohen shezacha betamid. One kohen was zayche. Shnei masa echav akohanim who was standing to his right. Nimshachin imo shma mina. So you see from here black on white. They would not do a separate pious for the other 12 avodas. The one kohen would win, and then the next 12 guys to his right would come join along with him. Now, there was something glaringly left out of the Mishnah. Who did the Kabbalas Hadam? The Mishnah doesn't say there was any pious for who would be Mekabal the blood. There was the Zrika and the Holacha. Mishochet, Mizorik, Ibailahu, Mi Mekabal. Who would catch the blood? Shaychet Mekabal. Do we say the guy who shechted also would be Mekabal the blood? De'i Amris Zorik Mekabal. If you tell me the guy is Zorik was Mekabal, Agav Chavivuse, because it's so beloved, Loi Mekabal Elekule Dam, he's not going to do a good job. He's going to run away. He's not going to accept all the blood. He's going to already run and go do the Zrika. He's so excited. Odilma, Zorik Mekabal. Or maybe we say, no, the guy doing the sprinkling had to be Mekabal. D'yamis shochet makabel. You tell me the guy shechting zimnin de shochet zar. We know that shechit is ksheir bizar. So sometimes a non-kohen would shecht, and he's going to also come to be makabel, and that's usher. Kabbalah cannot be done by a zar. Tashima, come in here. Proof. Ben Katan. There's a guy named Ben Katan. He was the kohen gadol. Asa shneim asa dad lekiyar. He made 12 faucets to the kiyar, where the Kohen would wash his hands and feet before doing the avoda. Kedeshiyu shneimasar echav hakohanim hasukim b'tamid, so that the 12 Kohanim who won to do the tamid mekadshin yedem raglein b'vas achas, they would all be able to, the other 12 would all be able to wash their hands at one time. V'isak daitach shochet mekabel tleser have. If you tell me that the shochet was also Mekabel the dam, so then you would need 13 stations, because the same guy who was doing the shechita, the reason they only had 12 is because shechita was ksheira bizar, so that he would, the shochet didn't have to wash his hands. Shechita is not an avoda, it's ksheira bizar. He didn't have to wash. But if you tell me the guy who was being shechet was also being Mekabel, so there were 13, and he got to wash his hands also. Elalav shma mina zorik Mekabel. Shmamina, must be the same guy who did the Zrika, was the same guy who was Mekabel. So we learn from this. Amalei Ravacha Breda Ravala Ravashi, Afanana Mitanina. We learned in a Mishnah in Talmud supporting this. Shachat HaShaychet, V'kibel HaMekabel, Ubalo Lizrok. Shmamina was the same guy. Amar Ben Azai Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. They used to bring it up the Kevesh in the way that the animal would walk. Tanarban. Keitza Derech Hilucha. What does that mean? Harosh v'haregel. First, the rosh and the regel. Hechaze v'ageri. Then the breast and the neck. Shtei u'shtei yadayim. And then the two forelegs. U'shtei defanos, the two sides. Ha'oketz v'haregel. And the tail and the regel. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Derech hefsheto hayakoriv. Backwards, the way you would skin it. Backwards. Harosh v'aregel. Well, you start from the rosh, but the back leg. Then ha'oketz v'aregel, and then the tail, and the other, the left leg. Ushtei defanos, the two sides. Shtei adayim, the two forelegs. Hechaze v'agera, the breast and the neck. Rabbi Kiva Omer derech nitucho hayakariv. It was the way that they would cut it up. Ketzer derech nitucho. Harosh v'aregel, the head and the back right leg. Ushtei adayim, the two forelegs. Hechazav Agera, the breast and the neck, which stayed the fun as the two sides, the oketz, the haregel, and the tail, and the left leg. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Derech Iluyo, Hayakariv. What was more chashuv? Ketz Derech Iluyo, Harosh Varegel, the head and the leg first, Hechazav Agera, the breast and the neck, which was used in the waving, stay at the fun as the walls, oketz Varegel. Ushtei hayadayim. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Yosi Aglili. V'aksiv kol netach tov yarech v'kasef. What do you mean? Sounds like the thigh and the shoulder were the most chashuv. Rabbi Yosef Aglili seems to say that the legs, they were the last. The legs were the last ones with the shoulders. So what are you talking about? So the Gemara answers, Hahi bekhusha. That's by a very weak animal. So there, the ksefayim are the best ones. But and that's why the yerech and the kasef were the best. But because they were very big and they had the most meat. But the carbon tabir was very fat, so they weren't the yerech and the kasef were not the best parts of it. Now, just to finish up here, Amar Rava. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Bein Tana Didan. Our Tana that holds that the Adayim and the Regel came first, before the breast and the neck. Uvein Rabbi Yossi. And Yossi Aglili said that the Regel and the Adayim were at the end. Basar Iluya de Bistra Azlina. We follow the more chashuv. Mar Ozil Basar Ibra de Bistra. When a person follows the size of the Ivarim, and therefore the Adayim and the Regel come first because they were much larger. They had more meat. Umar Rabbi Yosef Aglili also buses shamna de bisra. He follows the fat, which is the fattier piece of meat. That was considered better. Now, everyone agrees that the right comes, that the rosh and the right regel, all the shittas hold, the regel hayamanis comes first with the head. Says the Gemara, my time salka regel bahadereisha. Why in the world does the right hind leg go along with the head? Says the Gemara, Mishum Duresha Nefishi Be'atzamos. The head has a lot of bones, so it's not so much so covetic. Carve a regel bade, so we bring one of the thick hind legs with it. Dekulei Amamias Rosh Karabresh. Everyone agrees that the head should come first. Minolan, how do we know this? Says the Gemara, Desani Minayin LeRosh Upader. How do we know that the head with the fat, Shekodmin L'chol Eivarim, that it would come first up the ramp? Tamad Lomar. Ves rosho, ves pidro, v'arach. Right? V'nisachos lo nesacha ves rosho. It comes first in the pasuk. Since it says it first, before you put it up there, it sounds like that the head and the fat, they would put the fat over the makam ashchita, right? So it shouldn't look so disgusting. That would come first. Ask the Gemara, v'idach padarach rina. What about v'aruch b'nei Aaron ha'konim es ha'nisachim es ha'rosh ves ha'padar? L'mai asa. What does that come to teach us? There was another word pader there. Lichadisanya. That teaches us Ketzal Hayosa. Nosen is a pader, a base hashchita. Like I just said, you would take the fat and place it over the makam hashchita. Umaleu, and then bring it on the mizbeach like that. Vizeo derech kavod shalmala. It's not nice to have a bloody, gory neck where you just had the incisions on the mizbeach. So they would take some fat and cover over the makam hashchita. And that was the way they would bring the limbs on the mizbeach. Rabosa, everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Rabbeinu, thank you very much.